When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Josh and Pat's road trip recap and Tom's shoes. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Introducing Evasive, the cologne.
Is it a cologne for men?
Oh, yes, but not ordinary men.
Evasive.
It's the cologne for congressmen.
What's it smell like?
It's a tantalizing aroma that tickles the senses.
Evasive.
Okay, but what's it smell like?
It's a blend of scents that brings out the man.
What's it smell like?
Evasive.
It's a delicate taste of odors derived from the delicious mixture of fine fragrances.
All right, come on. What's it smell like? Is it a musk? Is it an aftershave?
Evasive.
Let me answer your question with another question. And that is, what's best for the American people?
What does that have to do with how it smells?
What is the definition of the word smell, anyway?
So you're not going to tell me what it smells like?
You keep asking me what it smells like. Well, I'm trying to answer you, but you won't let me.
My God, you still haven't answered me.
Evasive,
the cologne for congressmen.
Evasive, the cologne for congressmen, bottled in Washington, D.C.
Evasive.
When you want answers,
we've got questions.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, yeah. Now, I heard that we missed quite the road trip. Josh and Pat Godwin.
They're both alive, which is
a huge show. I understand you had a packed house at the Diamond Joe Casino in Northview.
Northwood.
Yeah. Northwood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Northwood, Iowa.
Northview is on the other side of town.
Just a stone's throw away from the Minnesota border there.
Yeah. And you guys went up into Minnesota, I understand.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Skull.
And you also went to the Buddy Holly crash site, I understand.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. We did.
And the surf ballroom.
I think we performed there, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure
I know
did.
I did. I put my name way up
too. Yeah, but I didn't realize that the cornfield where the plane crashed is.
Please tell me it's paved and there's
a
gift shop.
No, they do have a nice little memorial type statue there in the middle of the field, but
it's quite a
walk. No, you have to walk down a, you know, sort of just a trail. Yeah, a little dirt trail.
Do they farm around it? I mean, is it
still? Yeah, they do.
All around it.
Wow.
Both sides.
So it's kind of, in a way, a certain amount of respect and class.
Absolutely. Yeah, except Pat kind of ruined that, I thought.
Pat did?
Yeah, he thought it would be funny to throw a handful of picks into the air so that eventually they'll be covered in dirt and people can find them like arrowheads.
Wait a minute. I can't believe I'm saying this. That's a hell of an idea.
That's pretty funny.
So would it be one of those Patty G picks with his little...
But he signed about Buddy Holly, which I thought were all
Oh, look, it's Buddy Holly's picture. Little glasses on there.
Pat Godwin being dead, that internet rumor has begun.
Yeah, I did step on a pair of Wayfarers and throw them in the field, too.
That
didn't happen.
They're timeless.
The classic sunglasses.
You know, we got awful quiet when we got there, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was wild, yeah.
And I took my hat off and was standing there, and there was enough family there. And this one teenage kid had his hat on, and the mom goes, take that off.
Oh,
and I
think show some respect.
He was probably like, what the hell am I? What am I? I don't even want to be here.
She's teaching him about reverence.
Of course, yeah.
Holly went out in what, 59?
February 3rd, 59, yeah.
So it's been a long time since the day the music died.
Right,
yeah.
But no, it's a nice little memorial.
Well, that's sweet. Now, did you stop by the Waylon Jennings dry cleaning shop?
That's a famous story.
Is it true?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Is it true if Waylon had won the coin toss and got on the plane, we would have been subjected to Dukes of Hazzard? Is that true?
No, boy. Hey, we would have missed out on a lot of great Waylon.
Oh, he was supposed to be on that plane?
Yeah, somebody had the flu.
And there was an issue about laundry. And
Yeah, Buddy wanted to do laundry the next day. So fly out early.
I gotcha.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Just the many dangers of doing laundry. Just let them pile up.
Yeah.
Speaking of being on the road.
I knew.
Patty G coming up this Friday, the Stoughton Opera House. in Stoughton, Wisconsin.
Yep.
You will not be performing opera. But
I will a little bit.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, my opera underwater.
Underwater?
Bit, yeah.
Oh,
can
nice.
You just give me a sample?
You're doing that all
day. Very nice.
That is really
thank
nice.
You,
that's got to really hurt your lungs.
Doesn't it all?
Did you go to the spam museum?
We did.
Oh, yeah, there are pictures yeah. online. Yeah.
Did you buy fun. Some spam?
Yes, and I may have, I've got some goodies in the car. I'll just put it that way.
There are a couple. I wanted to see spam goes to war.
You did.
I know, but right. is that the whole thing?
Oh,
just
no.
the sign?
It's,
no.
There was a display around it, but yeah, the video, it was just a sign that it spam goes to war.
Like this hologram came out of a tent.
Do they, is there a spam factory, or is the museum next to the factory, or...
Isn't the Hormel plant near there
real
or something?
Close by, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And didn't spam start with like weird pork shoulders or something?
Yeah, it's essentially pork shoulder and pork butt.
Yeah.
A lot of salt, nitrates.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about dip cakes?
Do they have like a restaurant there that has spam specialty?
Yeah, they have a food truck, but it was not open when we went.
No.
But it is there, and you can order a spam sandwich.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I had a spam... Like a bao, like the BAO, the like little pork bun situation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did?
Sure.
Yeah, that's
my
that's
goodness.
Very really? Popular in Asia and
very delicious.
Mm-hmm. Josh and I are grown men. We had spam in the microwave, melt with cheese melted on top, both regular and spicy. And then we watched cartoons all day, didn't we?
That buddy? Was a lovely day.
Yeah, it was a lovely day.
Did you ever make spam omelet?
That's delicious.
No, but it sounds good.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Very nice way to start your day. Well, I'm glad you guys had a big, successful show.
Thank you.
Great.
We couldn't make it to the Hobo Museum. They were only open for 3 hours, and we missed our window.
Yep. Oh, so,
next
3 hours?
Next time. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
On a weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 9 to 12.
12, yeah.
9 a.m. to 12?
Yeah, well.
Well, hobos.
Hobos don't work much.
Yeah. Hobos are up early and out of town.
Right.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Got to catch that 12 o'clock train.
Wake up at the sunrise, I guess.
Kind of a lost...
Oh, my God.
Kind of a lost art, I guess, the hobo life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to go celebrate it next time.
9 to noon.
Yes. 9 to noon.
Thank you, Diamond Joe Casino and everyone in Northwood, Iowa.
That's
everyone
funny.
Who that was came amazing. Out to see us. People came from hours around.
Did you hit the buffet?
Closed currently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because of the
the COVID thing.
Yeah.
Did you order a regular dinner there at the casino? They have wonderful food.
They sure do, yes, yeah. yes. But the way the timing was, we couldn't.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah.
Too busy mingling with the fans. Signing stuff.
So much requirement of your time, Pat.
It was fun.
It yeah.
A lot of love.
Now, I know you guys have got some other dates coming up. We'll talk about those when the time is right.
And we do have an exciting story about a trip to a billboard that we'll get to in a little bit. Yeah.
Well, Pat, can you put it, maybe you could put this into song.
I could.
A little Pat Godwin challenge this morning.
How about the weekend?
Sure.
Yeah.
A little something about the weekend.
Oh, did you learn something about Pat you didn't know?
Yeah, a few things.
Okay.
Actually, some hilarious stories.
All
yeah.
right, mm-hmm. good.
He's
good.
A little chatterbox, isn't he?
Oh, we had fun.
you know what? Both are right. He is a chatterbox, and we did have fun.
I'll agree with that.
Did you ever put on your headphones?
No, but there was a moment yesterday where the volume of the radio went up. And I think it kind of, where it's music time.
Okay.
And it was a fun music time. Josh was a DJ, and it was good stuff. Daddy is a badass.
Last week, did we learn, do you guys both have a weird thing where for you music needs to be even on the volume knob, and does it need to be odd for you, Pat, or was that you, Chick?
Mine's odd, and yours is even.
I'm even, but so. My car does not have numbers when I turn it up. So
yeah, mine doesn't.
My brain doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, my little furnace in the car, whatever you call it, heater,
my
air conditioning.
My furnace in the car.
That you thing, think there's a be... boiler in the trunk, don't you?
The pilot lights nice out on my Honda.
car's big enough, weighs enough, probably has a boiler in there.
Do you check the pilot light? Willie's right.
It has to be.
You think that's the filter they're changing.
It has to be even numbers.
Yeah,
I do that too. 70 or 72, it's got to be. Yeah.
No, I sometimes 64, like the nice breeze.
You go get the mechanic, he crawls up with one of those long lighters and starts. We'll get your pilot light on here. Hang on a second, Mr. Griswold.
I guess it's technically not HVAC, is it?
No, it's okay. just a heater.
Just a heater for the car.
Yes. Okay.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Once again, Pat, along with Josh, huge show, Diamond Joe Casino, North Woods,
yes,
Iowa.
Yeah, correct. Singular, actually.
North Wood, Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah. Only the one
way up there.
So
way
I
up
moved
there.
My card. The point being, you guys killed it.
Oh,
great show.
Great show.
But you were in a car for whatever 20 hours or something over the weekend with each other.
Yeah.
Which is
in the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday was all in the rain, yeah.
Oh boy.
Gosh.
Yeah. So you got to talk a lot
and play a lot of music.
Okay. Yeah.
So you should get the day off today, Josh.
I asked Pat if he would maybe compose a song about your journey. Is that
Josh should tell his story about the billboard, and then the song will be complete.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What billboard?
Well, at one point, we're just kind of looking around, driving around, sightseeing in the area, and I go, look at that! There's a billboard with my face and Pat's face on it.
Oh, wow.
Advertising our show at the casino.
That's great, yeah.
And we got giddy, like, you know, kids.
Did you take a picture?
Well, there's a gas station, and Pat goes, we have to. And yeah. So we pull over to the gas station. And we walk along this busy highway.
It's treacherous, actually.
Yeah, on the side to get so that we can stand in front of the billboard and take our picture.
You were on the side of the highway for that picture?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and so we're making jokes like, geez, can you imagine we get hit by a semi? And one of the first steps we make into the grass heading to the billboard, we both fall in like
a hole.
A hole. And he goes, my back! And I go, my knee! And we're like, oh, man, but we're both okay.
Be careful.
And
fell in a hole.
Can you imagine if we break our leg trying to get to being two pricks who want our picture taken in front of a billboard?
So did you take a picture?
Yes. Oh, yeah,
Is it a selfie?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll send it to you.
So, okay, you were able to get the camera far back enough that you can get the whole billboard in? And,
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we stood far enough away.
You can even armchair quarterback a photograph.
Yeah.
That's already been taken.
Yes.
Yeah, it's already been taken. There's nothing we can do about it.
My copy failed to come through the digital.
Well, you don't get on social media.
Yeah, I posted it.
And I honestly, in my head, I thought, Pat will probably send that to Tom. Because I think, weren't you sending him messages?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
So
okay, let me.
Yeah, you two can't be apart.
Pat, in that picture, are you kind of cozied up to him because you were afraid after
you are, like,
I know. I did see this, and Pat looks like he's 5'2".
Yeah,
and Josh looks like he's 6'8". Pat looks like he was the hitchhiker that the homosexual truck driver picked up, and right after this was taken, he was sodomized.
It looks like I'm cuddling him for some reason.
And he's also wearing this Sherpa sweater.
You look very cozy.
Yeah, your aunt would wear.
Right.
Well, you got it in. That's nice.
Well, Josh, what happened next?
Well, so as we finally make our way to the billboard, and this happened right before that photo was taken.
Yeah. This is right before that photo.
I go, all right, well, how about we stand? And I step in a hole, and as I stepped and I went, well, I'm going down. And
he rolls down the hill. He fell.
Yeah. I fell and did a roll.
No kidding.
And I look up, and Pat's laughing, but he, are you okay? That kind of thing. And I was laughing.
You were laughing on the way down.
Oh, dude. I was like, this sucks.
Is this Friday evening or Saturday during the Saturday?
Saturday afternoon.
Okay, so it would have been an odd show. You would have been sitting with a cast on your leg.
He went down, boy.
But you're okay.
No. Yes.
Are you down a step? How come you're so much shorter in the photograph?
Josh is crazy tall. I don't think people know that. I'm 5'7", 5'8". How tall are you, Josh?
About 6'1".
Yeah.
So it's not... But, yeah, I mean, it's...
I have to go on my tippy-toes.
Yeah, you're taller than me, Joe. I think I'd say
I don't
you're
know.
6'2", 6'3", yeah. Of course, I've been married 3 times. I was a lot taller.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Give away a few inches, a few couches.
Yeah, you do this a lot. Bend your head down every time she talks or tells you to do something. Incoming!
Actually, I believe I'm 23 spam cans tall. Wasn't that what it was?
Yes, yeah, exactly.
You can measure yourself to see how many spam cans
we did
tall
that.
You were.
Yeah. Primarily width, I would think most people measure width.
You know what? Very funny. It's hard for me to get mad.
Look at him giggle as he laughs.
I wonder how many spam cans wide I am.
I missed that. What did he say?
He said with
spam. Measured you with spam cans?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can measure your height in spam.
You can get
cans.
Your. They have belts. They sell them.
Belts.
You're a 72.
I also a 72.
72. 72 waist. 72.
No, it's spam cans.
That's even worse.
Do you remember the crocheted beer can hats? You have one of those? Remember those? you connect all the spam cans together, you can make a belt. Sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You may, if you keep it up, you may not get your treat.
Oh, from God, spam.
Did you bring us gifts from the family?
I sure did. Oh, I got to go get them next
break. That's a great photo.
Yeah,
it is a great
it's
photo.
A fun day.
If I hurt myself trying to take a douchey picture of me in front of me.
So funny.
But he went down hard, too.
You guys keep saying there's a hole and that you stepped into a hole. Why are you stepping into holes?
You couldn't see it. The overgrown grass was, and it was okay. It was like a badger hole or whatever.
Yeah, this is a groundhog hole. This is a place the only human being who's ever stood there was the guy who put the billboard up to make sure it was straight. Okay, exactly. We got it, Lloyd. Let's get back in the truck. I wonder who these jerks are.
We both said if Tom knew we were driving along a highway, he would kill us.
So you were standing along a major highway.
Oh, like a five-laner. It wasn't an interstate. It was just a highway.
State highway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, now, Pat, I've asked you to write a song about the adventures of driving across the Midwest.
So it's got to be Buddy Holly.
To get to the Diamond Joe Casino in North Woods, Iowa.
A little Peggy Sue tribute.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Buddy Holly. Josh and Pat. Josh is half thin and half fat, and Pat. It's just mainly fat. Went to the Spam Museum, bought us a couple of hats. Went to the site where Buddy Holly crashed. Josh tripped and fell on his ass. Oh, Joshy drives mighty fast, too fast. Drove home in the rain. Josh paid for the gas. I talked his ear off, so he turned up Johnny Cash.
There you go.
Right. It's all true.
I knew you thought I drove too fast.
You do, but you're a good driver.
Thank you.
We're here alive. Pat, you think he drives too fast?
You think I drive too fast?
Pat gets nervous whenever anything happens. When a commercial ends on TV, he goes, you think the program will be back? You think it'll
That's
come back
true.
On?
That's
What's
true.
Going on? Do you think it'll come back? Oh, there it is. Boy, we need the help of our listeners today. We have a problem here in the studio. Tom's shoes are squeaking.
They're
and
awful.
They're squeaking amazingly loud. So I don't know if it's the moisture from his awful feet rubbing up against the shoe. I don't know if it's the shoe actually squeaking. I don't know what it is.
These are just classic old shoes.
You've got to get it fixed. Yeah, they're like, as my mother would say, they're brown Brogans. Whatever that means.
Is this, am I over exaggerating when I do my impression of Tom's shoes?
No.
No, that's it.
About it.
Is it might
bad?
Be just a tad higher pitched.
But then you're not a burglar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These would not be good shoes to burgle in.
Nope.
Or a cheating man.
Yes.
Which you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
Can't sneak it. These
are just very comfortable.
You wear those just to irritate us? And we say something, you'll kind of snicker to yourself?
No, I just enjoy them. They're
they feel good on the
I don't have hundreds of pairs of shoes. I just have a handful.
Keep your dogs from barking?
Seems like a dig.
They're nice shoes. I had them resold.
I feel like
Oh. Wait a minute. You had them resold?
Yeah.
Why would
with
you
a chew
that?
Toy? Because they squeak.
Somebody put a squeaker in the bottom of
it. Pranking you.
I think it'd be a good Twilight Zone episode if after this I went home and took them off, and as I walked away in bare feet, my feet were going.
The whole time it's been his own foot.
Case in point, Tom Griswold, radio personality.
That's pretty good, Sterling.
I just like these shoes. Very comfortable.
So they don't make them anymore. You couldn't get a new pair.
Then I'd have to break them in.
Wait, so those you got them resold? There's like regular sneakers, though.
Shoes shouldn't.
They're not sneakers. He's wearing today.
You don't need to break them in anymore, Tom. It's not the 40s. You don't need to break shoes in anymore.
Yeah. Are those Mark Echo? Those Echo shoes?
I have no idea.
They are.
Another squeak makes an echo.
Hello.
I'd like to see you walking across the floor of the Grand Canyon. See what kind of echo.
Weren't we off the air talking about buying women's shoes?
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying that, you were shopping, I guess.
I asked if you had ever considered becoming a crossdresser because it would open up a whole new world of shoes for you.
And the answer is yes. Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah.
And then you said you've been caught in a department store looking through clothes and all of a sudden realized...
Well, this is the women's section. It wasn't properly marked.
Didn't you notice they were dresses?
I didn't notice. Assuming, I was like, why are the buttons on the other side?
I'm assuming you didn't try any on.
The skirt is tight.
Yeah, no. They were not obviously... It's like, you know how the men's and the women's sometimes, there's that no man's land between them.
Yes, sure.
Looking at flannels.
With the bra? Or is that
I'm looking at flannels and I'm like, wait, what? These are lighter and... Well, this is a mistake. The buttons are on the other side.
Collection rack of panties.
What the hell's happening here?
Excuse me, miss. This dress is way too tight around my groin. I'm going to have to open this.
You guys didn't want to talk to me. You just wanted to make your little jokes. I see.
Some of those maternity pants, though, look pretty comfortable. Okay.
Boy, jeans, a lot of stretch. Sure, that nice panel in front.
The dad jeans?
No, the maternity jeans.
Go ahead and piss your pants.
Because they're great. Because they expand.
Stretch panel,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, no, Josh, that has never happened to me.
You've never, or maybe even, what about shopping for like eyewear? And you're looking and all of a sudden you go, oh, this is for women.
That can happen easily.
Oh, yeah.
How about for cars?
I was told once when I was considering buying a car, the salesman said, I do want to warn you, this is a girl's car.
Yeah, I just found that out about a car that...
Yes.
I had no idea.
You had no idea.
Which one was the girl's car, can you say?
The white one.
It was the Dodge Tampon.
You should have figured.
The name I should have known.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.